Overall, I know the question is, what does that exactly mean for high school sports, the changes? But that is the ultimate question, and it's unfortunately something I still don't have all the answers to. I wish I had all the answers to, but you look around at some of the other states across the country, and you see things like Tennessee delaying their fall sports season, and Michigan, the governor has asked the high school association there to maybe swap fall and spring sports. And you see things in Texas where some schools are having to suspend their summer workouts because students have tested positive for COVID-19. So still a lot of question marks around what's going to happen for the fall sports season. In my opinion, under where we're at now and under these current guidelines, the lower risk and moderate risk sports for the fall, such as golf, cross country, and volleyball, are obviously in better standing, and I think they could still happen at this point. But as for football, I know I don't want to say this, and I know a lot of people don't want to hear it either. Is there still a lot of question marks around whether or not we are going to get in a football season at all? Really, things are going to have to kind of level out and, you know, start dropping again spike-wise. If we continue to see spikes heading into the future, you know, football is more and more at risk. Like I said, the door's still open at this point, but if we continue to see spikes, that door's going to close more and more. I'm just hoping that things can go on as normal. But if you look at cancellations of sports and seasons, I know IHSA Executive Director Craig Anderson has said that he wants to conduct, is under the firm stance that he wants to conduct as many sports as possible. So if for some reason, football can't go because of being higher risk, but it's still safe for, let's say, golf, cross country, and volleyball to go, Anderson said he does not want to cancel those sports just because football can't go. So, you know, we'll still maybe see some sports this season, may not be all of them, but also noting that in terms of flipping seasons, he said, you know, the further we go, the less likely we're going to see any kind of flip between fall and spring, because schools need obviously need time to make those changes. And the longer we go without making a decision on flipping, the harder it's going to be for schools to flip things around. It's not something that can be done overnight. There's, you know, obviously, again, a lot of planning that takes place in that. But further we go, the flipping becomes less likely. But he did note we could see more of a modified season or shortened season, where instead of 9 weeks of football, we may only have 5 weeks, and, you know, then have a full playoff run in that. So it really is just a wait and see. But I know only IHSA, like I said, it wants to try to get in as many sports as possible, and will not punish other sports that can go if other sports can't go. So again, those lower and moderate risk sports may still be played while the higher risk seasons are unfortunately canceled. I hate to see that, and I'd feel bad for all those athletes, but we're just stuck in a waiting game at this point, and hopefully we'll continue to progress in a positive manner and still be getting in at least some sense of normalcy and getting those seasons in. But at this point, all I can say is continue to follow those health and safety guidelines, you know, washing your hands, social distancing, wearing masks where needed, and hopefully that'll help kind of level things out again, and we'll be able to continue on with a fall sports season. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to look at the basketball tournament, which starts today, that annual event featuring the Illinois alumni team, or I should say including the Illinois alumni team, which takes place their first game tonight at 7 o'clock.